Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Cello World Limited Q4 FY26 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Before we begin, a brief disclaimer. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company which are based on the beliefs, opinions and expectations of the company as on the date of this call. These statements are not the guarantees of future performance and it may involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Manan Goyal. Thank you and over to you, sir.
Thank you. On behalf of ICICI Securities, we welcome you all to Q4 FY26 and FY26 result conference call of Cello World Limited. Today, we have with us senior management represented by Mr. Gaurav Rathore, Joint Managing Director, and Mr. Atul Parulia, CFO. Now, I hand over the call to the management for their initial comments on the quarterly and annual performance. Then, we will open the floor for Q&A session. Thank you and over to you, sir.
Thank you and good morning, everyone, and a very warm welcome to our company's earnings call. Joining me is our CFO, Mr. Atul Parulia, and our Investor Relations Advisor, SGA. The results and presentations are available on the stock exchange and on our website. I hope you had a chance to look at it. Financial year 26 was marked by multiple headwinds and evolving market conditions across industries and segments. The demand environment remained dynamic throughout the year. While the first half witnessed relatively better momentum, supported by a healthy festive season, demand did not sustain at the level and moderated in the second half. In our view, financial year 26 represented a phase of temporary consolidation during which we focused on strengthening the structural operations of the business and implementing several corrective initiatives which include rationalization of our product portfolio, realignment of our distribution strategy in line with evolving market dynamics, particularly the growing relevance of e-commerce and quick commerce channels, enhancements of our operational efficiencies aimed at optimizing costs and improving productivity, and commissioning of new manufacturing lines for steel bottle production and select consumerware categories at our Rajasthan facility. We believe that these initiatives have strengthened the long-term foundation of the business and expect their benefits to progressively reflect in our performance over financial year 27. Coming to financial year 26 performance, revenue grew by 9% with a gross margin of 49.8%. The performance was primarily driven by categories like writing instruments, opalware, glassware, and some select consumerware products. However, some of our key products witnessed near-term challenges. The hydration segment remained subdued due to stockouts in insulated steel products, while categories such as storage, houseware, and cleanware had a moderate growth due to a slow consumer demand during the year. Operating profits remained under pressure owing to higher costs associated with new glassware plant and steel bottle manufacturing unit. As these categories start scaling up, we should see an improvement in our profitability. For financial year 26, EBITDA stood at Rs. 526 crore with a margin of 22.7% and a PAT margin for the year stood at 14.3%. Coming to the Q4 performance, we delivered the highest ever quarterly revenue of 654 crore, recording a year-on-year growth of 11%. We did not witness any material impact due to the Middle East situation during the quarter. There was an increase in plastic raw material cost, but we had adequate inventory to mitigate the impact in Q4. Additionally, rising energy cost had some impact on glassware production, which remained manageable during the quarter. On the consumerware side of things, the revenue stood at Rs. 434 crore with a year-on-year growth of 7%. During the quarter, we operationalized two additional manufacturing lines for steel bottle production. Another four lines has been commissioned during quarter one of financial year 26-27. However, these capacities were commissioned towards the latter part of the quarter and therefore did not materially contribute to Q4 financial year 26 revenue. We expect two more lines to commission shortly and a gradual ramp up in overall steel bottle production is anticipated over Q1 and Q2 of financial year 27. Utilization levels at the glassware segment still remains at about 60%, primarily impacted due to dumping of imported glass products from China. As a result, the category remains at the break-even levels and did not contribute meaningfully to the overall profitability for the quarter. We are actively engaging with relevant authorities to seek some protection against this dumping happening from mainly from China. For us, glassware remains a long-term strategic growth business rather than a near-term profit maximization opportunity. We continue to remain confident about the long-term potential of this segment and are focused on scaling the business while improving it profitably. During the month of March, we witnessed a sharp increase in demand for electric kitchenware products driven by the LPG gas supply change. This resulted in complete liquidation of inventory of these product lines. If we had, you know, a little more of this, we could have probably, done better, but I think we couldn't have anticipated this kind of a demand. Demand for the rest of consumerware products remained subdued during this quarter. On the writing instruments front, revenues delivered a solid growth of 64% and stood at rupees 128 crore. As we anticipated, Cello stationery brand started contributing to this business from Q4 onwards. Even excluding revenues from Cello brand, the writing instrument delivered a healthy double-digit year-on-year growth, largely driven by a strong pickup in export business as well as revenues from newly launched products, particularly in the premium pens category. Writing instruments is emerging structurally stronger and more scalable business for Cello, and we remain confident of achieving our target of revenues of 500 crore plus in financial year 27. During the quarter, the molded furniture business recorded a year-on-year decline of 13.5%, largely in line with prevailing industry trends and subdued demand conditions. We have completed the merger of Vimplast Limited with Cello World. With this integration, the synergies between consumerware and molded furniture can be explored further. During the quarter, we also witnessed a continued increase in revenue contribution from e-commerce and quick commerce channels. These channels now account for nearly 17% of our overall revenues, with profitability broadly in line with other business segments. While general trade continues to remain a critical pillar of our distribution network, strengthening our presence across modern digital channels is equally important to address evolving consumer preferences and enhance our reach in markets where physical distribution remains limited. Looking ahead, supported by the various initiatives undertaken towards strengthening the business, we expect financial year to be a significantly better year, though challenges do seem looming in the first quarter. But I will now hand over to our CFO, Mr. Atul Parolia, for the financial year highlight. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Gaurav, and good morning to everyone. Now I will be sharing the financial details for the quarter gone by. In Q4 FY26, the company reported revenue of Rs. 653.6 crore, registering a growth of 11% year-on-year compared to the Rs. 588.8 crore in the Q4 FY25. The company reported EBITDA of 136.6 crore in quarter, translating into EBITDA margin of 20.9%. Profit after tax for the quarter stood at Rs. 90.1 crore, while PAT margin stood at 13.8%. In terms of revenue mix, consumerware contributed 66.4% of the total revenue during the quarter, writing instrument accounting for 19.6% and molded furniture along with the allied product contributing for the remaining 14%. During the period, general trade contributed 75.4% of the total sales, followed by online sales channel at 9.5%, export at 7.6% and modern trade at 7.5%. From a segment-wise margin perspective, writing instrument and consumerware both reported gross profit margin of 47.8%, while modern furniture recorded a margin of 39.5%. Now coming to FY26 performance, revenue for the period stood at Rs. 2,323.7 crore, registering a year-on-year growth of 8.8%. EBITDA came in at Rs. 526.4 crore, translating into an EBITDA margin of 22.7%. Profit after tax stood at Rs. 331.5 crore, resulting into a PAT margin of 14.3%. For FY26, our cash flow from operations stood at Rs. 255.1 crore. debt to equity ratio stands at 0.01%. Capex incurred during the year stood at around ₹219 crore, which mainly include investment towards the setting of manufacturing line for steel bottle as well as other select consumer wear product, right instrument, and some portion spent for the maintenance capex. Going ahead for financial year FY27, we expect to do a capex of around 100 crore. Lastly, I would like to inform that composite scheme of arrangement amongst Wimplus, Solo Consumer Product Private, and the company has become effective from 27th May 2026, with an appointed date of 1st April 2025 as defined under the scheme. Accordingly, our financial competitive has been restated to give effect to the scheme from the beginning of the previous year. This also includes the consequential impact on earning per share for shares pending issuance pursuant to the scheme. With this, I would like to open the session for questions and answers.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Manan Goel from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. So my first question is regarding the steel manufacturing capacity. So earlier, the manufacturing capacity was expected to commence on Q4 FY26, but now it has been delayed to Q2 of FY27. If you can specify what are the reasons for this delay and what will be the revenue impact because of this delay? Yeah, thank you.
So basically, the steel has not been delayed. It is always, I have mentioned that it is starting in phases. So it has already begun in Q4 of 26. But the ramp up is happening. So there were two lines that started in the last quarter, and now in this quarter there will be another four lines and then another two lines. So that's how the phase wise it is going to start. So marginally revenue will start coming from these lines. So by July, we should be in complete, full kill mode. So right now we are in partially we have scaled up. So it's more scaling up. It's not that we haven't started on time. It is already running.
Oh, okay. And sir, what will be the revenue impact in FY26 because of the capacity constraint which you have seen in Hydra and in steel?
Yeah, so in steelware, it actually was pretty significant. If you recall in the last quarter itself, about 40%. And, that impact came down a little bit in the last quarter, which was about 30% from last year, quarter on quarter. So I think going forward, but it was a pretty significant drop because overall for the year also we saw a 25% drop in sales for this category, which we aim to, get it back to at least the numbers that we clocked in financial year 25. So I think that's where we are headed.
Sure, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, we would like to remind participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Sukrit Patel from Eyesight Fintrade Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Good morning. I have two questions. My first question to Mr. Rathod is, just want to understand the forward guidance on what type of strategic levers are you placing in 26-27 to expand Cello's consumer product portfolio across kitchenware, furniture, and writing instruments while managing risks from raw material, price volatility, and sustaining brand leadership in domestic and export markets? That's my first question. I'll ask my second question after this.
So basically, we are quite diversified. If you look at our portfolio, we are across materials also. So it's glass, plastic, steel. But, the current crisis or, the overall situation has affected everything. So it's not just a particular raw material that has been affected. Every segment has been affected by this crisis that is going on currently. So I think while we try to shield ourselves by a diversified portfolio, we always try to launch newer products within our categories. Though there is no current thought process on expanding into other categories, we were, you know, as I said, you know, we were able to take advantage of, you know, the LPG crisis that happened in March by selling a lot more of our appliances. So by being in that category, though it is a smaller category for us, by being in that category, you know, that helped us for that particular time, you know, that crisis was there. So I think we are pretty much diversified across all segments, and that is why sometimes the risk is also mitigated from that perspective.
My second question to Mr. Atul is, again, to understand what type of capital allocation and risk management frameworks have been applied in 2026-27 to balance dividend payouts with funding for capacity expansion, any hedge against forex and polymer price volatility, and any buffers put into place to sustain the liquidity for the demand cycle, seasonal demand. Yeah, thank you.
See, with regard to raw material prices, actually, always as we have said in the past, we increase our selling price in accordance, I mean, what are the raw material prices, we pass on the burden to the end consumer. So as far as raw material prices concerned, we are confident that whenever the prices comes down, we reduce the prices, and when it goes up, we increase the prices. With regard to your question for CapEx, actually, since during this year, I think 100 crore is the total CapEx which we have said, mostly will be for the maintenance CapEx, and hardly around 30 crore we have allocated for our steelware and building.
Thank you, and best wishes.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask questions may press star and one at this time. The next question is from the line of Krupa Padia from PN Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. Good morning, sir. Am I audible?
Yeah, you're audible.
Hello.
Please go ahead.
Sir, my first question would be, what is the utilization level of our opalware business currently, and what is your strategy on that?
Right. So on the opalware side of things, we are about at 85% utilization today. So we hardly have about 15% that is left. And I think our strategy is to exhaust this capacity over this year. Also, there has been increased competition in this space. So we are treading a little cautiously here. So maybe in some time we would look at expanding our capacity. But at this point of time, you know, because of heightened competition and more capacities that have come in the market, we first want to exhaust our current capacities and then move ahead.
Okay, sir. Thank you. The second question would be on from a pricing and quality point of view, are we at par with Chinese glassware products or we are at premium?
No, I think in terms of quality, we are at par or better than most of the Chinese manufacturers. So I think it has been very well accepted in the market, you know, all the products. So from that perspective, there is no challenge.
Okay, sir. Thank you, sir. That answers my question.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask questions may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Vaidik Bafna from Monarch Networth Capital Limited. Please go ahead.
Congratulations, Gaurav, on these numbers. So my first question would be on, so do you believe that due to this Middle East crisis, we had some impact on our revenues, and now how are things shaping? And what do you expect now going forward from you?
So I think Q4 did not see that much of impact because, you know, the war had just started in March, and there was not much impact on prices also. It started happening in the latter half of March. But I think, yes, Q1 looks a little challenging. So we are treading very cautiously because, you know, we have been impacted. I think most companies have been impacted by all sides. Whether it's, you know, rising raw material prices, you know, labor issues, basically rising production costs, overall demand being also a little subdued. So I think yes, there are a lot of headwinds at this point of time. But we are hoping that it passes, and overall, because there has been a lot of escalation in prices, about 12 to 20% MRP rises that we have taken across all our product lines, which we had to because of these rising costs. So I think it takes time for the market to kind of understand these new prices and be okay with it. And I think it's a phase that we'll all have to go through. And post that, hopefully we have a good foundation to take all these shocks or take any impact at this point of time. We are well positioned. So I think when the opportunity comes, we'll be there to grab that as well.
Okay. And second question is on the writing instruments fund front. Can you quantify that? How much revenue would be from the acquisition which we did out of the 128 crores?
So we do not give out these numbers separately. This is basically together. This is more for our confidentiality within the company. At a later stage, I can have it answered on a one-on-one session. But I think overall what we expect from the writing instrument category is a 500 crore plus next year kind of revenue, which currently stood at about 368 crores for this year. So it will ramp up very quickly with the new acquisition. Of course, it opens up a lot of other spaces for us, because Cello, being Cello as a brand, is very, very strong in the stationery market, though the revenue don't look like at this point of time, but eventually the brand equity is still extremely strong, and we are trying to cash on that for the next year.
Okay, Gaurav, thanks. That's it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask questions, please press star and one at this time. The next question is from the line of Anu Parekh from Anand Rathi. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. So my first question is, what would be our guidance for revenue growth and EBITDA margin for FY27?
Right. So I think for us, revenue, we are looking at about 10 to 12% revenue growth going ahead. But there are, of course, having said that, there are current challenges that we are facing currently because of this crisis. So that number could change a little bit as the year progresses. Also, in terms of our margins, we are trying to scale up to 2 to 2.5% more EBITDA margins than we currently have. That is by far because of the steelware and the glassware units. Because glassware still hasn't started giving any margins, though it is breaking even. And on the steel side, as we ramp up, we should see better margins. Having said all of this, it all depends on also how things evolve over this quarter and the next quarter. Because pricing pressures are, of course, there. As I said, because demand has been subdued, plus there has been a very high, sharp increase in cost. So partly, most of it is we are trying to pass it on, but we could take short-term shocks, maybe a little bit to maintain demand or make sure that at least we are selling in line with what we were doing last year. So I think that pressure will remain, but I think overall we still look at about a 10 to 12% revenue growth for the year.
Okay. And sir, what was the reason for sharp gross margin compression in consumer wear and writing instruments in Q4? And what is the guidance for FY27 for both the segments?
So consumer wear, as I said, mainly glassware. So the revenues of glassware grew, but it grew without any profits. So that was reason number one. Reason number two is the steel wear, which we were buying from China before. And then we had to switch to OEMs, which was, it was more expensive to buy from them. but we couldn't increase our selling prices. So our margin compressed in both in steelware as well, up to the tune of about 5 to 6%. So that was the major impact of consumer wear. Also, our overall in the appliances segment, we started doing very well and we grew pretty well the last year. But appliances is a slightly lower margin product line. So again, the product mix also kind of got the margins down a little bit. Plus, there was little selling pressure. There were some discounts that were being passed last year to maintain demand. But I think coming to this year, I think it should be a lot better. Steelware as it ramps up and glassware as it starts becoming more profitable, we should see improvement about 2.5-3% EBITDA margins in the consumer wear category. In the writing instruments category, we had just bought Cello Pen. So it was actually a loss-making business prior to this, and now that we have taken it over, it still is not a very profitable business at this point of time because of the product mix. And as we are changing the product mix, the profits will be in line with what we used to do in Unomac. So that will take a couple of quarters to come back, but we are very confident that we'll get it back to the numbers as what we achieve in Unomac.
Okay, and sir, what should be the peak revenue from all the stainless steel bottle lines put together, and by when are we expecting it to be achieved?
So the peak revenue of our current capacity is about 300 odd crores, though we'll continue to do some OEMs, and also this was a greenfield project, but going forward we can keep adding lines as and how our revenues increase. So I think going forward, increasing revenue will not be a challenge because it only is a couple of months process to set up a new line. So I think peak capacity as of today's capacity is about 300 crores.
And so by when can we expect it to be achieved?
This will start being fully achieved from July onwards. So from July onwards, you will see full production.
Okay. And so what kind of reduction in debtor days are we looking at in FY27 and over the medium term period?
So I think it's always been our, we've always tried to work on this side of things, though the market has not always helped. But we are wishing to have about 10 to 15 days lesser than what we are at today, which we are confident that we'll be able to achieve over this financial year. So that is a sweet spot for us. That has been our historical debtor days as well. And we are quite okay with that because that kind of helps us in multiple ways when it comes to margins or, being more present and more accessible in the market. So I think for us, that's a sweet spot.
And so one last question. Our return ratio profile is getting depressed because of the excess cash in books. So how are we planning to utilize the surplus cash?
So currently, we've always also looked at inorganic ways to grow. One example was Cello Pen. So if we are always open to newer acquisition possibilities if they are available at a good value. So I think that is why we are preserving some cash in the company, though it might be temporarily affecting our return ratios.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Umang Mehta from Kotak Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thanks for the opportunity. My first question was on your guidance of 10 to 12%. Given that you've taken MRP hikes of 12 to 20%, and steelware is looking to scale up to F25 levels, which are around 300 crores. And I'm assuming glassware also will scale up, right? The plant is at 60% utilization right now. So isn't the top line guidance a bit conservative? I understand on margin front, it might be difficult to call at this point, but just wanted to check on top line growth.
So I think top line, you know, with the current situation, the volume growth might be lower for this month. You know, the value growth, you're completely, absolutely right that in value terms, we will get growth. But in terms of volumes, could be subdued for this year. As we look forward, you know, things could improve. I hope they do. But currently, they don't look very good because of this entire crisis and the subdued demand. So I think factoring that in, that is my guidance for this year. If it improves, you know, fantastic, you know, that's what we're looking at. Secondly, also currently the prices have been elevated, but as we go throughout the year, there could be some correction in raw material prices and crude oil prices also, which again we'll have to pass on. So this might not be a full year phenomena. It could be a 5 month, 6 month kind of a phenomena with higher prices and then more depressed prices. So you know, I cannot anticipate that today. And that is why, you know, just taking a complete value increase of 12 to 20% might not be for the full year.
Understood. Makes sense. And the second question was on writing instruments. You mentioned that the mix was a driver behind the gross margin contraction. Is it that the salience of 10 rupee in Cello branded sales is much higher than what it is in Uno Max? And if that mix remains how it is, then how would the gross margins improve in F27? Any thoughts would be really helpful.
I think with Cello Brand, it's not that's not the concern. The concern is the cost. Basically, because today you know, it's pretty much we've started back. You know, we were left with a very bad you know, P&L to begin with. But basically, a lot of costs have been there are higher costs that we are trying to cut down, and that is what has impacted GP margins and you know, our net margins in the Cello category. That doesn't mean that the salience of the 10 rupee will stay. It, you know, Cello pens have been selling 15-20 rupee pens also. So I think that's not the challenge. The challenge will be as we grow this business and as we achieve you know, volume over the year, the margins will improve in this category.
Understood. Sure. Thank you so much and all the best.
Bye. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Bhavin Rupani from Investec. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thank you so much for the opportunity, sir. So actually, I joined in late, so pardon me if I repeat the question. So first question is related to opalware and glassware utilization. So what was our utilization in Q4 and what are we running at, operating at right now?
So opalware, we are at 85%. Glassware, we are still at about 60%. So we operate at the same range that we were in the last quarter as well.
Okay. So second question on opalware. So how are we looking at market growth? Also, if you can speak more on competition and incremental capex plans that we have over here.
So I think for us, you know, we have limited capacities now left and our target is to basically just exhaust that currently. There has been new competition which has come in about 6 odd months back. So we are seeing how that shapes up as well. And in the future, of course, you know, we will look at expansion post everything settles and, you know, there is no crazy price wars. You know, then we can take a call of expansion.
Do we have any place at our existing facility to expand or brownfield expansion, or will need a greenfield expansion altogether?
Now we need a greenfield. Our current capacity, after this, we will not have space at our current location. So we will have space, of course, at our new hub in Rajasthan. So that's where we look at expanding.
Okay. And just extending this question further, so given there is a intense competition going on in this opalware category, also margins are higher in this category, right? So in case of increase in competition going ahead, so what would be our preference? Would be, will be focusing more on margins, will be focusing more on volume growth or market share? So what is our thought process over here?
I think a little bit of both. You know, the good part is that we have very limited capacities left, so we are not in a hurry to sell out you know, today. So that doesn't put a lot of pressure on us when it comes to sales volume. But of course, we still have to be you know, cautious and not let lose market share, which we will of course try and maintain.
Fair enough, sir. So next is on glassware. So what steps do we need to take to make it more profitable from here on? I understand we need more utilizations, but is it that we need more SKUs or we have to tweak our pricing in the market? So how should one understand this category?
So I think this is a very utilization focused category, and you know, a lot of dumping from China has not helped us you know, overall in the last one and a half years, but I think overall it has a very bright future because we are the first ones to do this in India, and in terms of SKUs we have a very good mix. Of course, we keep you know, introducing newer products, and some products become like hero products. And we have a few today, and we'll create a few more as well. And I think as we increase utilization, you know, everything will just generate into profit. So the profitability potential of this plant is very, very huge. Just that you know, it is a little painful to start with. That's how glass plants are. But it's a 10-year furnace. We have not even completed 2 years. It's just been a year. So I think you know, we have a lot of good things to look forward to. It's just that it is taking a little time for the utilization levels to go up. But I think with the rising dollar, that should help us a little bit.
Okay, and sir, what would be our peak revenue and peak EBITDA margins from this category once we reach optimum utilization?
So I think we're looking at about 300 crores of peak revenue from glassware, and our peak would be about 28% to 30% EBITDA margins.
Okay. Fair enough. I have more questions, if you can go ahead or if that is okay.
Yeah, sure.
Yep. So, sir, on stationery, so we entered into an agreement with Cello for Cello brand of writing instrument in Q3. So just trying to understand, as per the agreement, what was the last date when earlier owner of Cello brand was allowed to sell or manufacture the product? So did they stop selling or manufacturing the product right from the date we entered the agreement, or was there any sort of deadline that beyond this date they won't be able to manufacture?
This deal happened in November of 2025, and I think by December we were pretty much you know, we had full control. So in December, that's what I'm trying to say.
Fair enough. Okay. And last question on working capital. So we had mentioned about reducing our receivable days going ahead. Can you please specify what steps are we taking incrementally to reduce it, and at what level are we comfortable?
Sure. So I think, you know, some of our receivable days is looking a little bad because of, you know, a couple of institutional government orders, government tenders that we had taken. And this is a typical cycle with a government order, it was anticipated already. That is why it looks a little stretched. Second, in terms of what measure is that, you know, we are trying to make sure that the channel inventory checks are done, you know, better. We are also trying to help our distributors liquidate stock if there is anything that, you know, some of them carry, or excess inventory if they are carrying. And also rationalization of products. So I think the lesser products they carry, the lesser inventory they have to carry overall. So all three put together, I think, will help us. It's slowly helping us. It is a little slow process. It doesn't happen overnight. But you know, our target is about 15 odd days less than, you know, less than 100 days is what we are targeting. And I think that is our sweet spot. That is where we have always, you know, been okay with, because historically also that has been our number, which had gone up in the last one and a half year.
All right. And sir, when you say we are trying to help distributors help liquidate, so does it mean that we'll be providing them in incremental incentive schemes or any support?
Yeah. So one is of course trying to push it more aggressively in the market, and second is if there is any very, very difficult material that is not moving at all, then we help them with a little bit of a discount. But that is very, very limited. It's not, the amount is extremely small.
All right, sir. Those are my questions. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Shashank Kumar from Motilal Oswal. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah, Sumant here, not Shashank. So my question is, for the inventory, how's the inventory in the channel currently?
I think channel inventory currently should be better already, because you had a very high price rise. So a lot of the older inventory started getting sold off faster. So I think, you know, today it looks better than I think March as well. And it should be, I think this quarter should be much better in terms of the channel inventory I'm talking.
Okay. So on anticipation of, say, in the recent month, the price has increased. So channel has bought more inventory currently, or now they are buying cautiously?
Channel has been cautious, as I mentioned, that right now, because of this whole situation and the price rises are pretty steep, so the channel is buying it cautiously. As and when needed, they're buying inventory. Of course, you know, and that is why I said it's a little subdued at this point of time. But as we are seeing that, you know, that amount is picking up every day, so that means that the channel inventory is also getting lower and lower.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Lakshmi Narayan from Tunga Investments. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. Just want to understand your stationery business. You know, with all the restructuring going on, what kind of revenue contribution you actually would envisage, you know, at the year-end? And second, on the stationery business, want to understand the seasonality of the business. And the third, what is the mix of, you know, the 10 rupee price point in your stationery, and how do you intend to expand the range in terms of new products as well as exports in stationery?
I think for us, as I mentioned earlier, that, you know, our target for the next financial year, 2027, is about 500 crore plus revenue potential for the entire segment. The 10 rupee segment, you know, we have already expanded our range into the 12 and the 15 rupee and the 20 rupee price points. So we are not heavily dependent on the 10 rupee segment. And also export-wise, exports of course, you know, have been helpful in the sense that they've given better margins, and that'll continue to happen over the next course of the next year as well. And that should also help offset some of the, you know, steep price increases. Other than that, I think what we are also focusing on is, you know, expanding some of the other categories like markers and sketch pens and crayons. And I think some of the other stationery items. So I think as we expand into these things, you know, the revenue potential from them will keep coming in. And with the brand Cello, I think we are more confident of scaling this up a little faster than we were in Uno Max.
And how seasonal is the business for us?
Seasonal, so your back to school is your biggest quarter, basically, which is the first quarter, and the last quarter does better. So your January, March till June end is very, very good, and then it takes a slight dip. So the next two quarters are a little less, you know, it's almost like a 1.5x happens in the last quarter and the first quarter, and then the other, yeah, then the rest of the year is slightly lesser.
And since the RM prices have already increased, how are you looking at it? Because this industry is slightly or more price driven or price point driven. How are you looking at it in terms of ROCE and sustainable margins and working capitals?
Right. So I think in terms of raw material increase, we have been able to pass it on, to most of the to the customer. Also, what happens during these times is a lot of unorganized players kind of are unable to produce because their prices are price also goes up. And they are unable to pass on most of those price increases. So that kind of helps us somewhere. So that is why, branded players have a better say during these times. And I think that is what has happened. And most of the price increases we have been able to pass on in most of our categories.
Okay. Thank you.
Right. Thank you.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, we would like to remind participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Rajakumar Vaidyanathan from RK Invest. Please go ahead.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can.
Yeah, thanks a lot for the opportunity. So just a few questions. So the first one is, you kind of mentioned that the Q1 will be soft. So is it more due to seasonality you're saying, or it is also due to the what are the headwinds that we are currently facing?
Can you repeat?
No, in your outlook, you said that the current Q1 will be soft. So is it more due to the seasonality factor or the combination of seasonality and the headwinds that you are currently facing?
No, it's not seasonality. It's mostly, the current crisis that we're going through.
Okay. And what makes you to feel that the things will look up after Q2 onwards?
I don't really know why things will look up. I hope things will be better. I don't know what, the political leaders of the world will do. But I'm hoping that, because I believe that we have hit the peak in terms of, raw material prices and, other costs. So I believe that it should go down from here rather than go up.
Okay.
That is my assumption.
Yeah, got it. Yeah, and when do you think, you used to make 25% margins about a couple of years back. So what needs to happen for those margins fail out to see again?
So I think two factors which have majorly been the cause of the decline is because of the glassware, because we have scaled up revenues, but there is no profit currently there. And steelware, because we lost about 5-6% margin due to unavailability and also due to higher trading prices that we were buying from other OEM manufacturers in India. So as we scale up both these production facilities, about 2-2.5% of margins will return from them. Plus, as we scale up cello pens in the stationery category, another percentage point will be added from there. So I believe this is what needs to happen for us to get back to those 26% kind of numbers.
Okay. So it's not an aspiration number. It's something that is kind of achievable. Is that what you're
saying? It is definitely achievable, of course. And if the demand environment also stays good, then I don't see any reason why it's not achievable.
Okay. Got it. And last question is, you have got a lot of cash in the balance sheet. So given that you have a lot of capacity already built up, so any plans for this cash?
So I think, a lot of this cash we are preserving also because we also look at inorganic opportunities like what we did with Cello Pens. So we are always looking out for such opportunities, and we want to, though it, currently it shows our ROCEs or, other return ratios as a little low. But I think in the long term, it is good for us to hold this cash for, any such opportunities that are coming up. So I think, we look at it from that perspective.
Okay. So sorry to labor on this. So since you said you already have enough capacity, so these inorganic opportunities you'll be looking at, in lines completely, different from what you're currently doing. Is that what you're saying?
It'll be adjacent segments. So it'll be something that, it has synergies with our current businesses. Or there is, say, distribution, synergy, or there is a manufacturing synergy. So, we are always looking at that kind of an opportunity.
Okay. And no plans to use this cash for doing any buyback given your depressed share prices?
Buyback, nothing. No buyback at this point of time. No.
Okay. Got it. Thank you so much. All the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question of the day, and I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Everyone, thank you so much for joining in for today's call. And I hope things get better in the world and we'll have good quarters, in the future. Thank you so much.
Thank you. On behalf of ICICI Securities Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.